So, as I think Jonathan just said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. One thing that we have seen that works, that's really critical, is creating a strategic planning team. In other words, strategic planning is a periodic exercise. It may not be all consuming all the time, but periodically there is, you know, a pause and a reset around what is our strategic plan. Maybe it's a 3 to 5 year strategic plan, but periodically that happens. What does that look like? It starts with a board committee. Sometimes it's just the executive committee renamed for a period of time, depending on the, you know, seats at the table and availability. But sometimes it's a newly established strategic planning committee, depending on the organization. A lot of times it's a joint board staff task force, right? Hard to do strategic planning without the input, at least sometimes, of your CFO, your COO, your CEO. They're not necessarily in every meeting, but they need to be, their input is critical. Sometimes it involves outside consultants and stakeholders. Whatever your organization's North Star is, whatever your mission is, it's going to dictate who those stakeholders are. Andrew's going to talk about key relationships later. But just to give an example, you purport to be a youth advocacy organization. You don't have any Gen Z representation on your board. Hopefully, in your strategic planning, you're going to have some Gen Z advisors. You know, some way of tapping in to that perspective.
Yeah, and I'll just add, I mean, mm-hmm. we are going to talk about relationship management, but, like, again, you think about these things are essential and they're necessary and you have to do them. They're also incredible opportunities. And so, like, engaging stakeholders, there aren't a lot of opportunities to engage stakeholders at the level that strategic planning allows. So, like, when you're doing a strategic planning process, it's a really great opportunity to reach out to all your different stakeholders and relationships and get them involved in the process and get them involved in a process that's sort of authentic and real and helpful to you. And I just, like, strongly encourage people to think about those opportunities, because if you take advantage of them when they're there, they don't become a problem later. And board engagement is often a problem, engaging your board in this work, if staff is all doing the strategic planning process. Again, we'll get to relationships later, but I just wanted to inflect that it's a good point. Don't think of it just as, okay, we got to do strategic planning. We'll think of it as an opportunity. So.
Well, and I would say we all recognize that sometime in 2020, all of the strategic plans really got torn up and thrown in the trash because we had to start over, because the world was not the same as whenever we determined that strategic plan. And so many organizations quickly created an interim strategic plan to address the here and now during the pandemic. As we're moving beyond sort of the critical stage of the pandemic into sort of a different phase, organizations have tried to go back and say, well, what have we learned since? Mm-hmm. What were we successful at? What were we not successful? How can we incorporate our learnings into a new strategic plan that's forward-looking, that allows us to evolve from where we were? Again, do we need to reevaluate how we're achieving and how we're perceiving our ways and manners to achieve our charitable purpose? Are we operating consistent with what we said we were doing and consistent with our charitable purpose, our mission, our bylaws, et cetera? And if not, right? I mean, many organizations, just in a simplistic manner, organizations that met remotely, was that an effective way to meet, right? It, just on a simplistic level, we need to reevaluate how we've been operating for effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just add one last note on this slide is a lot of this may require a board resolution or at least documentation in the minutes, a special a strategic planning committee or advisory committee, joint staff task force, whatever you want to call it, may need to be created by resolution and its powers and the scope of its work defined carefully for future reference and for guiding. Maybe they don't have a charter. I love it when I see charters, but sometimes they just do a resolution that's pretty detailed.
Okay.
Yeah. So what does the process look like? It's assessing current performance. We've all heard of the SWOT analysis. It's assessing strengths and weaknesses. A lot of times this is done in the context of like a board retreat, right? Maybe there's an outside consultant who comes in and facilitates so that the board can focus on iterating and discussing and reacting, and not necessarily no one's job is to like run the meeting. Maybe you bring in a facilitator for that piece and you know, picture the whiteboards. Take into account the nonprofit's culture, the community you operate in, the mission. Obviously, not everyone's strategic planning sessions are going to look the same. There is no one size fits all here. I think we've already covered identifying stakeholders. There may need to be, at different points in the process, different groups of stakeholders invited, either directly or through their representatives, to provide input to the strategic planning process. We're going to talk a second about determining or revisiting periodically the nonprofit's theory of change. I think that another panel earlier mentioned that, and we can talk about it again in a second. It's really important to collect, indeed mandate, input from each department. I don't know, depending on your organization, maybe you call them programs, and you're getting reports from program directors about their programs, needs, and plans for the next period. Maybe it's a department. You want their short-term and long-term objectives. You want to know what their current strategies are. You want to know their metrics for measuring their achievement towards those objectives. And you want to know possible roadblocks and assists. Part of this is also assessing resources, of course. We're going to talk about resources a lot. And then, of course, you need a timeline. These timelines are meant to be extended and bent and adjusted, but you've got to have some structure to the process. Otherwise, it can go on forever, right? I usually see this charted out in alignment with the board meeting schedule, right? We're going to achieve this much and report at the next quarterly meeting. We're going to invite...